Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Bill O'Reilly after 5 o'clock. Bill had a very interesting perspective on Jimmy Kimmel. He'll share that after the top of the hour. I've been one here in the last week that's been very concerned about the FCC angle. Apparently Ted Cruz is the only person who agrees with me. And my next guest, I'll introduce him in a moment. But look, this has been an interesting day for censorship because the chair of the Government Oversight Committee, Jim Jordan from Ohio, acknowledged that Google is admitting censorship under the Biden administration and promises to end bans of YouTube accounts of thousands of Americans, many of whom I follow on Twitter, that they censored for political speech. The Biden administration pressured Google to censor Americans. They've admitted to this, to remove content that did not violate YouTube's policies, that the Biden administration's censorship pressure was unacceptable and wrong, that public debate should never come at the expense of relying on, quote, authorities. The company will never use third-party, quote, fact-checkers. And Europe's censorship laws target American companies and threaten American speech, including the removal of lawful content. So all of those admissions before that Government Oversight Committee today, which is interesting. And it kind of ties in indirectly with Francis Metton, my next guest. He's an attorney who publishes pieces on the Manhattan Contrarian blog. And one of his pieces caught my attention on freedom of speech. Francis, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
I liked your opinion because I didn't see enough of these types of opinions out there, because my position, I think, is a little similar to yours, where I'm not a big, just personally not a big Jimmy Kimmel fan. He doesn't make me laugh. I think some of the things he says are just ridiculous. And, all that is true. And I see affiliates having every right to say, look, we don't want this content. But with Brendan Carr going on a podcast and making some threats, whether they were veiled or otherwise, I kind of have an issue with that. And I think you do as well. And I'm a little surprised that Ted Cruz seems to be maybe the only high profile voice that has made that point up until this position. Francis, any thoughts on that?
Well, you've just called me not high profile.
I apologize for that.
I guess you put yourself in that same category.
I do. Yes, I do. But you know what I mean, right?
I think we are extremely high profile.
But you understand my point. It seems like there's been, and look, and I said I got Bill O'Reilly coming up. He did put a different spin on this last night with Piers Morgan, talking about how you have, these affiliates of these network shows that never, ever have, a different conservative voice. And I think Bill uses himself as an example. He's got the number one book on the New York Times bestseller list, but he never gets invited to do, shows like this. This is the climate that we're in right now. But your position is, and this is where I was kind of coming from, I feel like we are, conservatives are winning on a lot of these culture issues, and that we have the moral high ground. When you get to a position like this in the last week, and then Brendan Carr does what he does, I feel like, Francis, we're kind of seeding the moral high ground on some of these issues that conservatives have really kind of been on the right side of.
I think you're exactly right on that. And actually, that was the title of my post. Don't give up the moral high ground. Having the moral high ground is how we are winning on this issue. And we're not going to win by trying to suppress their speech. Now, fortunately, in the case of Brendan Carr, because when I wrote this only a couple of days ago, I said that if Kimmel has been fired and he doesn't get to come back at all, it will always and forever be blamed upon Brendan Carr.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it turns out that, thank God, that it's turning around on that. So what has occurred, as I'm sure you know,
he's back tonight.
He's going to be back tonight. Oh, but not on Sinclair.
Not here.
Not on Sinclair or Nexstar.
Right. We have Sinclair here in St. Louis, so you will not see Jimmy Kimmel's show. I guess they're going to stream it, but no, it will not be on the airwaves here in St. Louis tonight.
And that's something like 30% of his stations. I don't know if it's 30% of the audience, but it's 30% of the stations. And now, clearly, at this point, because Disney is putting it back on, it can't really be blamed upon political pressure anymore. So, but that's only a fortuity for Brendan Carr.
Right,
he should have been more careful, in my humble opinion.
I agree, but let's go to a week before that, because this is, I think, undercovered. And I threw the red flag on this right away as well with Pam Bondi, the attorney general. And I think she's walked back some of this as well. But it seemed to be we had an attorney general that was sort of going down a road that was very uncomfortable when it came to free speech as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Yes, so she went on this podcast of somebody called Katie Miller and made a bunch of statements about if you engage in hate speech, we will target you and go after you. I think Pam Bondi was becoming confused. You know, there's been so much talk from the left about hate speech, hate speech, hate speech, let alone microaggressions, which isn't even hate speech. That it's entirely possible for people to get confused and think that hate speech is somehow illegal or prosecutable, but it's not. And by the way, it's excusable for you or me not to know that, but it's not really excusable for the Attorney General of the United States to get mixed up on that subject. That's a very important subject.
Well, and that's why I was a little critical of her, because I thought that is not no, that is not what I want to hear. And you know, look, I've highlighted this. I don't know how much you've been involved in researching or noticing what's been happening across the pond in the UK, where people are literally being arrested, taken into custody for things they may have said on X or social media. That's outrageous. It's happened in New Zealand, in Australia. Yeah, I mean, I can't even believe that that's happening in 2025. And we see, you know, examples of this. So I don't want to get anywhere close to that. And I'm a person who stands by, and even though I think it's revolting, and I certainly wouldn't ever approve or do it myself, but unfortunately, burning the American flag, for me, is a freedom of speech issue. If someone's trying to express, you know, their speech in that way. Now, if you start inciting violence and things along those lines, that's a different category. And then that's kind of where Pam Bondi kind of took this in the end, too. She sort of shifted a little bit into focusing on what she would deem dangerous speech, not just hate speech, right?
Yes, she did. She put up a tweet, which I also quote in my blog post, where she said, hate speech that crosses the line into threats of violence is not protected speech under the First Amendment. You know, the funny thing is that that may sound pretty good, but the Supreme Court's test is actually even more stringent than that. So the Supreme Court really limits it to imminent incitement to imminent violence.
Right,
that's
right.
The Supreme Court test. So Pam Bondi came pretty close, but I think this is important for the Attorney General to really understand and get it right.
But Francis Menton is my guest. But this is an important point, and I agree. And maybe we can do this now that Jimmy Kimmel is going to be back on the air. You suggested that this is a great opportunity to kind of look into exactly what the FCC does today and what they're responsible for and how some of this might be outdated. Look, when I started in radio, you know, 45 years ago, I had to have a little FCC license. And, you know, the Fairness Doctrine was still an issue in the 80s when I was first on the radio. So things have changed quite a bit, and this might be an opportune time to take a look at some of this stuff.
Changed quite a bit is an understatement, I would say. I mean, the FCC was created in 1934. That's even before television, right?
Yeah.
And then it got in, it was just radio, and there was not that many radio stations even then. And then, of course, it got into TV in the 50s or late 40s, 50s, when there were just three networks and a handful of independent stations around the country. So it was very much an oligopoly, and the ability to use spectrum and to divide it up was much, much less than it is today. The technology has changed tremendously, let alone now we have cable that doesn't use spectrum and we have other things that don't use spectrum. So all this business about the FCC is necessary to allocate spectrum and to make sure it doesn't get the scarce resource doesn't get abused is really, really obsolete.
Well, you asked the question. Look, here, I'll close this way. You asked the question in your piece. If the FCC were abolished, would anyone miss it? That is a rhetorical question, Francis, and I think you know that. No one would miss it. So maybe that's where we need to take this. What use is the FCC?
Well, some of my commenters point out that the FCC does some different things. And as an example, even though spectrum can be divided up into very small pieces today, so it's essentially close to infinite, but there can be interference. One of the things the FCC does is deal with the interference question. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, well, as a radio person,
your station
it does.
Goes over the air. You in the middle of the night, somebody broadcasting out of Chicago might get on your frequency.
Right, which is why. And so, just so people have an understanding of this. So this is not a good example here in St. Louis. KMOX, I worked on that station for, 16, 17 years, 50,000 watts all the time. WTMJ in Milwaukee, which was a 50,000-watt signal, we powered down at night to 5,000 watts, which is a lot of stations have had to do over the country. KMOX is also on a clear channel. No one else is on 1120. Same thing with WGN. But on a lot of these signals, we share frequencies, which is why the issue that you're referring to exists in the first place. Because if you don't power down, you're going to blow out the station that's, a couple hundred miles away, and then they have no chance when the sun goes down. I'm not good at explaining all the technology, but I think that sums it up a little bit, doesn't it?
I'm not, yes, but so some of my commenters have said, there are a few things the FCC does that we would be hard-pressed to do without. Now, I'm not even so sure about that, because I suspect strongly that without an FCC to moderate these things, the private owners of these stations could come to accommodations.
I promise you they could, which is why I would say let's look at maybe getting rid of the FCC. Francis Menton, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on here. And you are a high profile. You're one of the most high profile guests I've ever had.
And you too.
All right. Thank you, Francis.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.